Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Mayor Jim Mueller joins us on today's program to take a look back at 2018. This is part one of a two-part interview.
What are some of the key accomplishments in your mind that have kind of led to this momentum of getting the city as busy as you and Mike and the entire staff have been?
Well, thank you, Andrew, and I really enjoy the opportunity to visit with you this morning. Yeah, there's been a real large change in the activity level in the community over 2018. As I look back, there's quite a number of things as accomplishments that I'm very pleased with. And, you know, the first thing that I really want to talk about or address or note is just the ability of the community to provide a safe and welcoming and nurturing environment for all the families and all the people that come to the community to work and to visit and to play. You know, that's one of the primary functions, from my estimation, that government, local government, needs to provide is a safe opportunity for the families to grow and thrive. So that's one of the things that I think we've been very proud of and able to accomplish. I'm particularly pleased with how the community as a whole and first responders and even the public works and city employees responded to the emergency situation with the tornado out at Vermeer earlier this year. I was in Des Moines, and within minutes of that event occurring, I was notified, received a call on my cell phone, and while I was en route back to Pella to assess the condition and the damage, I received a phone call from City Administrator Mike Nardini, who on rare occasion he does go on vacation, and he was out of town at the time, and he'd already been notified and was already en route back to the community as well. He was in fact, he had called and he was on his way around Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and was checking in with me to find out if I knew what the status was. But as I arrived in town, I rolled up onto the Vermeer site, and it was very encouraging and astounding to me the sheer volume of emergency vehicles and support staff, not only from Pella, but from the whole surrounding area, fire and ambulance. They had a triage center set up, and thankfully, and truly, I do believe that the hand of God helped provide safety for everyone out at that facility, that it's miraculous that no one was significantly injured or killed, especially when you take into account how close some of the larger crowds for people visiting and a daycare nearby. So I just hold up all of those people that participated in that and say thank you. And that is one of the, I would say, probably one of the major accomplishments from a community standpoint of just being able to rally around people in the area that when there's a tragedy or a risk situation like that.
When we shift focus to projects, the first that come to mind to me were significant infrastructure when it came to things like water and other areas with the electric department. And then I would say the other big thing is housing, and more housing, getting a lot of developments off the ground. But what in your mind, maybe on top of those, are things that have been key initiatives or shifts in the focus of City Council to get our community to, it seems like, grow? And that seems like the big goal.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that for quite a number of years we've been very focused on encouraging not only new businesses to locate into the area, but also for the existing businesses to continue to develop and grow. And when they make investments in the area, that they make the investments here and not go elsewhere in order to make that growth. In fact, one of the things that just last week at the City Council, we were able to publicly announce that Lely Manufacturing is going to build their North American headquarters in Pella. They could have chosen to move that anywhere they wanted, and they felt comfortable in locating that in Pella. So we're very excited that they will be joining us in a long-term investment and putting their North American headquarters here. And on top of that, we've seen a lot of growth from our existing industries and support to the community from them. You know, I'm not going to go through and name them because for certain I would miss somebody. And I just want to go on record and say, you know, we, as a community and as community leaders, we really, truly appreciate everything that the businesses, large and small, do in order to support the community. You were talking about the housing. I've never seen so many developments and conversations and things going on in support of housing. As you know, we've received a study that said we needed over 900 new housing units in all ranges of things by 2025. And to put that in perspective, that's 150 houses per year for the next 6 years. That's an amazing accomplishment and an amazing effort that it will take in order to do that. But the neat thing is that just really came out, and we already have at least four and more in route developments already either in planning stages or already in the development stages where this infrastructure is going in or it's very close to starting. So I think you're going to see a lot more activity, even on the housing front, going into 2019. But a lot of that comes from planning. And a couple of the things that we had planned for from a long time is infrastructure updates and planning for the future generations. And it's not always exciting to talk about sewer and water and electrical and streets and those kind of things, but it's one of those necessary investments that we need in order to keep making, in order to make the community survive and thrive. The water treatment plant is probably one of the biggest things that we accomplished this last year, bringing that online. I don't think anybody can really appreciate how close we were to being in need of additional water resources in prior years. As our aging infrastructure and demands required it, we were drawing down on the water wells at night or during the day, and then trying to refill them at night during the summers when the water flows were low from the dam. So this has really put us in a situation where I won't say that we've got an unlimited supply of water, but it certainly will fulfill all the needs of the community for the foreseeable future.
Tune in tomorrow to hear Mayor Jim Mueller look ahead to the coming year. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.